space. Silent, black, cold beyond comprehension, devoid of life, empty to the ultimate reaches of imagination. Or is it? No, space is full of audio vibrations, sounds. The solar wind, a plasma of charged particles streaming from our sun, is a medium for low-frequency radio waves and sound-like vibrations. Two 30-foot antennas on NASA's Voyager spacecraft listened in the region of Saturn. These sounds are exactly what one would hear connecting a pair of earphones directly to the antennas as the spacecraft approaches Saturn. A billion miles from Earth, Voyager readies itself for the passage to come. The thumps derive from the craft itself as its thrusters fire to align it and keep the antenna pointed toward a tiny Earth. This sound comes from the mechanical movements in one of the other scientific instruments, a device used to detect charged particles. A violent shock-like disturbance develops where the solar wind impacts Saturn's magnetic field. A million miles from Saturn, Voyager approaches this bow shock, flying into the thick of a series of chirps, evidence of electrons boiling off the bow shock itself. Heavier ions from the same source make a sound like tearing paper. Approaching very near the planet, 110,000 miles above its atmosphere, Voyager detects a mysterious phenomenon. Very low-frequency radio waves seem to be interacting strongly with the energetic electrons in Saturn's radiation belts, kicking them out of the belts and into Saturn's atmosphere. This sound is called chorus. Now, skimming just 70,000 miles above Saturn's clouds, Voyager slips between the planet and its rings. Crossing the ring plane, Voyager weathers a hailstorm as several hundred dust-like ice particles pound the craft each second. With information from Voyager's instruments, TRW's Dr. Frederick Scarf has tied a computer to a music synthesizer. He here presents a compressed and synthesized segment covering the 10 minutes centered about the ring plane crossing. In this experiment, 16 audio filters each transmit the intensity recorded at 16 different levels of pitch. The computer then replays this recording with 16 appropriate notes on an electronic harmonica. Now, crossing Saturn's rings. The sounds of Saturn fall silent as Voyager races on through interplanetary darkness when in 1986, once again, the craft's antenna will eavesdrop on the universe.